heart to hand, a vision for Western Sydney. I'll just draw your attention to a wonderful article that Belinda wrote in a wonderful publication that the young people in Sydney are putting out monthly, The Vine. And a quote from there is, "My dream, written by Belinda, is to mobilise willing hearts to boldly, courageously and effectively face the hurts of humanity." So this is all about a specific project, and with chocolates and other things here, we look forward to your talk, Belinda.
Thank you. Thanks, Sam. Hello, everyone.
Hello, Belinda.
Can you hear me okay? Yeah, if I get too loud, just tell me to shh. That's fine. Come closer. That's better. Thank you. Well, I'm Belinda, for those of you who don't know me, and I live in Western Sydney out of Quakers Hill. Has anyone ever been out to Quakers Hill before?
No.
Bless, yeah. It's a brilliant little place. Right near Blacktown it is. You should come for a visit one day if you haven't been. But basically, welcome to an idea that starts with a desire to do something good. So simply taking what's in your heart to give and actually doing something with it. Unfortunately for me, and I'm a little bit embarrassed to admit, my desire to do something good doesn't always end in action. Good intentions, the best intentions actually, but not always the best follow through. So I guess if you found yourself in this position even just once, then you know what I'm talking about. So I guess something new has been born, not a new concept or a new idea, but more of a new resolve. So before we really get started, I need four brave souls to come and volunteer for me, and you will get a cherry ripe. Four brave souls, doesn't matter who you are. Up we go, thank you. One, two. Any brave ladies among us? Thank you. Okay. You will find out what these guys are doing a little bit later on, but I'm going to set them to work on a few projects. You will not receive your cherry ripe until your tasks have been completed. Yes. Now, we actually need just four seats in a row. Who would like to do some cutting and with straws? Okay, here we go. This little task is about building. Is it yours? So off you go. There's a little sheet of things you might like to make. Off you go, see how you go. Okay. Should be everything you need in there. These giant straws, oh, can I just show these? Have you ever seen any straws bigger than that?
No.
I bought these in Lithuania with Cindy and Duncan when I was there earlier. I never knew that I would use them today. You can cut them up, I don't mind. You'll still get a cherry ripe. Okay, this is to do with a bit of searching. Anyone a good finder? Okay, please. Now, this is meant to be a little bit fun. If you see people going around the room, don't despair. I know it's not normally what people do in presentations, but it's okay. They have my permission. So you have to search for those things. Anyone a bit of a colouring or a creative sort? Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Excellent. You get this lovely sheet, and what you need to do is come up with many ways of colouring in and patterns that you can find. Okay, this is going to be fun. Alright, so before we get them back up again, just want to explain a little bit about where I've come from in terms of getting to this point here. And a question that I actually often ask myself now, you know, what comes from God's heart? Now, you will get a cherry ripe if you put your hand to answer. Any ideas about what kind of things might come from God's heart? Anything?
Compassion.
Lovely. Sorry if I hit you. Anyone else?
Goodness.
Goodness, sorry?
Grace.
transformation, loyalty, acceptance, truth, persistence, and insight. These are all process words, aren't they? And, you know, God made stuff like trees and animals and birds, but he also made a process. I just want to read something really cool in Acts. Acts chapter 8. If you've got a Bible, look it up. If not, I'm going to read it anyway. It's Acts chapter 8 from verse 26 to the end. This is about a story about a eunuch, a rebuilt wall, and a wise lady. Not all in Acts 8. From verse 26, "Now an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, 'Arise and go toward the south along the road which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is desert.' So he rose and went. And behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians, who had charge of all her treasury, had come to Jerusalem to worship, was returning, and sitting in his chariot, he was reading Isaiah the prophet." Rather odd. "Then the Spirit said to Philip, 'Go near and overtake this chariot.' So Philip ran to him," not dawdled, not, okay, maybe tomorrow, maybe next week. "He ran to him and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah and said, 'Do you understand what you're reading?' And he said, 'How can I, unless someone guides me?' And he asked Philip to come up and sit with him. The place in the scripture which he was reading was this: 'He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, as a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation, and his justice was taken away. And who will declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth.' So the eunuch answered Philip and said, 'I ask you, of whom does the prophet say this, of himself or of some other man?' Then Philip opened his mouth and began at this scripture, preached Jesus to him. Now as they went down the road, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, 'See, here is water. What hinders me from being baptized?' Then Philip said, 'If you believe with all your heart, you may.' And he answered and said, 'I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.' So he commanded the chariot to stand still. And both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and he baptized him. Now when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught Philip away, so the eunuch saw him no more. And he went on his way rejoicing." Now I love it. And I've read it a million times, but this one time just struck me. And I think God uses a process with people. He used a process in creation, and he uses a process with people. You know, God connects people. He connects people for his will and purpose. God directs people for his will and purpose. God moves people, sometimes physically moves them for his will and purpose. God changes people for his will and purpose. And God equips people for his will and purpose. It's all about partnering with God to bring about his purposes on the earth. Now, Nehemiah I'm not going to go into it very deeply today, but Nehemiah is another example. He rebuilt a wall. He had help, but he started this movement that rebuilt a wall. Now, the point is that when these things are working together, so when you're working with God, you're forming a partnership. Now, God is the only one that can orchestrate it and manage it, but we are participants. And God's will is going to happen regardless of you or me, but how amazing is it that he invites us to be a part of it? Nehemiah, chapter 1, he responded to a call. God connected him with people that needed something, and he responded with a call. God started to create a platform for him with his work. Chapter 2 is all about God moving people and shifting things and putting people in place so his vision could be realized. Same in chapter 11 to 20 of that chapter, God is directing people through humans, through people like us. He's directing people for his will. God equipped the vision with workers, and he changed people in the end. They went through, read chapter 9, I think it's the beginning, and I actually might find it. Give me a second, because it's pretty brilliant. Okay, Nehemiah chapter 9, just a few verses down, and this is verse 5. This is after the work has been completed. And the Levites, Jeshua, Kadmiel, all these names, said, Stand up and bless the Lord your God forever and ever. Now, this is a people that went from not loving God's word to absolutely loving God's word. Such a transformation. They absolutely loved it. It's just brilliant. In Proverbs 31 is a lovely lady, a lovely wise lady. I'm sure you all know her. I want to be her. This is Proverbs 21, and she said to her son, "You know, son of my womb, oh, the mule, do not spend your strength on women." And I'm paraphrasing here. Don't spend your strength on the things that will ruin you, because you're in a position of leadership. You're in a position where people are looking up to you and wanting to follow your example. Don't ruin things. Don't spend your strength on things that will ruin you, because you can't give justice then. You can't love people. You can't give justice if you're not correct yourself. This is pretty encouraging for me, because I think it means that God sees potential in us, and he sees potential to transform us into people that are trustworthy, that seek to enrich the lives of others, that looks for opportunities to make something, that plans and looks ahead, is wise and savvy and gorgeous and confident, and just seem to have it all together. And this is something that I want, not only for myself and our community here, but for my community, for communities in Western Sydney, where as a collective people, they don't have that and they don't see that. That's known for wisdom. Is there any suburb in Sydney that is known for wisdom? Can you think of any? No, I can't, except Quakes Hill, but, you know, so that is known for kindness, that known for all these things, that there is nothing, and these are the things that I want for my communities. So what do I see? Okay, this is what I see, and Sam read it before. I see, we want to mobilise willing hearts to boldly, courageously and effectively face the hurts of humanity. Now, there are some pretty big, bold words in there, which I absolutely love. And it's not about just doing something, but it's about doing something boldly and courageously. And we actually effectively achieve something to face the hurts of humanity. Now, there are a few concepts in there that this is driven by. The first is a godly heart. Now, to me, and for H2H, this is to proclaim God, to exalt him and make him known where he is not known, to give expression to his goodness and character, and to partner with him to bring about his will on the earth. It's really, really important. It has to start with God. It ends with God. It has to start with him. Having a heart for God, for me, is knowing and having a relationship with his son, Jesus. I think Jesus lived, walked and breathed what was in the very heartbeat of God. He made it possible for me to enter a covenant of reconciliation with him, and Christ's love compels me. It didn't always compel me, truthfully. It didn't always compel me. Now it compels me to know him more and to know the heart of God. Faith enables me to know that the word of God will be accomplished, that his purposes will be achieved. And with God's blessing and anointing, the ministry of H2H will not come back empty, but will accomplish what he desires and accomplish the things that he's created for it. My desire, sometimes it's stronger than others, sometimes it's a little bit weak, but my desire is to know the heart of God and his heart for humanity, and then respond to the mandate that he places on our lives, to go and teach and to be with people and bring people to Jesus and tell them about the things of God. To continually seek to enlarge and stretch my capacity to love, not holding back, which is pretty tough, but being a willing vessel for the will of God and strengthening my spirit for his will, so that in everything my heart does, my hands set to do, that it be done out of love for God and love for his people. And then as a servant heart to bless, and we're going to get these guys up in just 2 minutes, so you have 2 minutes heads up, warning, is to build relationships, to love people in every season of life, to encourage and to empower people, to seek and search and then to serve. So then as a responsive heart, so you've got a godly heart, a servant heart, and then what comes is a responsive heart, so that we can mobilise willing hearts to boldly, courageously and effectively face the hurts of humanity. It's a little less than 2 minutes. Can I get the guys back up if they've, doesn't matter if you haven't completed, Cliff, are you done? Yeah, do you want to... Who else do we have? Where's Cindy? Coming. Would you like to take your spot? Oh, wow. That's okay if you're not finished. That's a... You do, yes. Oh, wow. Do you want to undo it, or is it going to drip everywhere?
It might drip.
Okay.
I'll go get the bucket.
Yeah.
I should have had the colouring in on
it. It was amazing.
I wasn't the older.
Okay, so the first word we have is B. If I stand out here and talk, can everyone still hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, so first we have, this is our mission. This is what is going to accomplish. Look at that.
It's a tower.
That's pretty cool. What did I think? She had to build a tall tower.
A square.
And?
A triangle.
So the point is that even if it's straws and string, we're always building. We're always putting time and effort into building relationships with people. That's brilliant. That's better than I would have done. Loving in every season, whether it be sad or happy, just celebrating people in joyous times and in sorrowful times, because God moves people. Okay. Sorry. Oh, okay. No worries. Okay, loving people in every season because God moves people. Now,
you have to... Quite finished.
No, that's pretty good. And the point is to, anyway, small ways, big ways, colourful ways, empty ways, is that we're trying to think about different ways and different ways to love people in every season. Thank you very much. That's good. Empowering people for life is because God equips people. Now, this is what Cindy has. Oh, you poor thing. You've still got... I do have scissors. This is a very close to my heart as well. This is about empowering and individuals as well, but more so communities, you know, especially in Western Sydney, there is a stigma about certain places. Look at that. I have a new shirt. That's very exciting. Yeah. So this is about empowering communities to be... It's the same shirt, it's the same materials, it's the same thread, but it looks different. And when you put something, a new shirt on, you feel different and people view you differently. And I see a lot of I go out on a van once a month and we... to areas like Mount Druitt and Cabramatta and Fairfield and Campbelltown, and there are kids out there that are stuck, not just kids, but... stuck in cycles of drugs and depression and alcohol abuse and all these things. And a lot of the stigma that is attached to certain suburbs in Sydney fuels this, unfortunately. And we're trying to say to them that, no, you are not defined by where you live. You are not defined about what your economic status is, what your parents did, what your younger brothers are doing. You are defined by your capacity to love and be loved and give grace and show gifts to others. And so... hopefully, this is a brilliant shirt, but we're going to try and empower people and empower communities to be different. That's better than I thought, Cindy. Well done. You should get two Terry Ross. Searching, then. How do we go, Cliff, with our searching?
Now,
he had to search for a chair.
Okay, chair.
Correct. A blue shoe.
Bring the person with it.
Oh, very good. A piece of paper?
Yes.
Good stuff. What about a paperclip?
A paperclip is there.
Oh, the I saw it. That's yep. A pen.
A pen is here. Yep.
Thank you. A wallet. Is that some poor soul's wallet or your own?
Look at
a Bible.
Yeah, this is some Bible, I tell you.
Excellent.
I should be able to rise to the occasion.
A pair of...
Goodness me. I think Steve uses this for his daily exercise.
A pair of thongs.
Yeah. Well, actually, this was going to be a blue shoe. This is the nearest I can get to a blue shoe. I'm going to find a pair of thongs. Thanks, Sam.
A magazine.
Yep. Yeah, all about caretaking.
A piece of toilet paper.
Yeah.
Brilliant. A cup.
That's it.
And a leaf.
There you go.
Actually, that's pretty good. Give him a hand. That's pretty good. And the police, I mean, you obviously get the point with that, but they were always searching some things. I wasn't expecting him to find a blue shoe, actually, so well done. Some things are easy to find, some things are harder to find. We want to always search whatever it is, and to always search for the unseen things too, and the things that aren't so easy to find. Thanks, Cliff. Good
we
job.
Go out to the house and into the Sunday school
did you?
Toys, blue
so searching takes effort. And then serving. Everyone needs to be a part of this one. Can you turn to the person next to you and say hello and say something really nice about them? Okay, now stand up and give someone a great big hug. Up we get, nice big hug. You see how this creates a buzz, doesn't it? You know, serving can be fun. It doesn't have to be boring. It doesn't have to be burdensome. All it is sometimes is a hug. So well done. Can you, Nikki, can you please hand the cherry ripes out to our lovely volunteers? Please give them a round of applause while they go back.
Well done.
Thank you. There's huge potential there. The help share is an idea, basically like a volunteer registry where people can volunteer their time, their services, their energies for people in the community. Hand-cut homemade thanks is about giving everyone and blessing people who actually give. So homemade cards, gifts, whatever, biscuits, bookmarks, anything, so that we can always give back to the people that are giving. And From Hearts to Hand to People is a project-based initiative that if you want to get something together and get a group together and a project, go for it. And H2H is not about stamping everything with the label. It's about facilitating change, I think. It's about facilitating your desire to give, not running it for you, not doing anything like that, lending out a hand where we can and facilitating those who want to give and get it going and maybe just championing their cause, which is really exciting. Now, what for 2010? This is a massive, massive vision, and I imagine a lifetime effort of stuff that's going to go on. And so for 2010, we're going to concentrate on building a network together. We've started with Bernardo's in Penrith. I'm not sure if any of you are connected or have been connected with Bernardo's. I'm going out in the next few weeks and helping cleaning vacation rooms, I think. Holidays are coming up. So we're connected with them, also connected with a group called Drug Arm that reach out to kids and homeless people mainly with drug and alcohol-related issues as an outreach service. I actually volunteer in a van once a month that goes out on the streets, and we go to Parramatta, all sorts of places, hands out Milo and Bickies and all sorts of stuff, just to, as a referral, as a touch base, as a human contact of people out there. So that's something. Also, we're going to build a team. So currently we have a team of two, and we're going to search for people that want to join and want to help roll the ball along. So that's our mission for next year. There are three things. I talked about Bernardo's and Dragom already. Earlier in the year, I went to Romania. Has everyone been to Romania before? No. Anyone know where Romania is? Yes. It's the land of Dracula, which is pretty cool. Didn't see him, but he's there. And so I spent 3 months in Romania and got there in March, and it was freezing. Did not have adequate footwear, one jacket, but anyway, I survived. And spent 2 months in an orphanage at the foothills of the Carpathian Mountains, which are stunning. And spent 2 months there helping out. And we fundraised a little bit before I went, but we actually started a project there called Romania Orchard. We're going to buy a piece of land for them that's on their property already and start an orchard. I've just got some few photos from there, not many, but... This is the orphanage. There's their backyard. It's full of scrap metal. One of their policies, it's a place called Provita. It's quite a large place. They do lots of... They have kids, obviously, who are orphans, but also that have been abandoned, so the parents don't want them. They've got houses for mums with little kids and babies that have come away from abusive or violent situations with their partners. They also look after, there's a group of old men who are delightful that are either getting into dementia or just have been left. So there was one man that was actually left on their driveway on a dirt road. It's just so sad. Can't imagine it, but just left there for them to pick up and care for, and they do, and their policy is not just, is never say no. So as a result, they get things like this because they don't say no to it. They're finding ways to reuse and build different things and try to make a bit of a trade from it. But the piece of land that we're actually going to buy is, see where the house is. That's a shepherd's house, that top one. There's sheep that normally live in that pen down there in winter, in summer. And so that strip of land going up, I don't have a thing to show you properly, is where we'll buy the land. It's quite a large space, buy the trees that they can plant, and that will last, you know, generations, which is really cool. These are just a few of the kids up the top here. It's such a beautiful place for Romania. Such a stunning, stunning country. The wildflowers, I've never seen wildflowers like that in my life. I'd go for a walk and flowers everywhere, but I'd step and little butterflies would just... I was like, whoa, this is awesome. So it's just stunning country. There's a few of the ladies. This is a mum who lives in one of the houses. She has 5 kids. Lovely, lovely lady. Beautiful family. But obviously, I mean, she's tired and she's worn out and she doesn't know what her kids are going to have. It's a bit of an uncertain future for them, but... Beautiful. Just little kids. This lady down in the bottom left is a little bit crazy, literally. She she's cleaning her teeth in the trough outside there, which from our house we could see, and likes to make faces, obviously. But she's one of about 12 ladies from late 20s, early 30s that grew up in state orphanages, the old school state. And so they've got massive behavioural problems and developmental delayed issues. They will never leave there. They cannot fend for themselves, cannot make decisions for themselves. But lovely. They sing a lot and they help with the animals and they take out the rubbish and they've got their bit. But that's her. This man in the right corner, I don't know his name. He looked at me like this for 2 months. the occasional nod, the occasional, okay, you're here and I can accept that. But this is what I got from him for 2 months, but bless him. And this is one of the guys. He's 18 years old. His name's Marianne, and he's an orphan. Simply beautiful, very intelligent, very smart, quite driven, but very deeply troubled, which is a shame. But he's aspiring to great things. And little sister Madalena, who's just gorgeous. And this is Nicoletta. And she would be horrified if she knew that her picture is up here today. She never wanted to take a picture, but she loved the song. Does anyone know Killing Me Softly? She sang that over and over and over, and we sang You Are My Sunshine and all these kind of wonderful things. But they're just some of the people that were there that touched me very deeply.
Why did you go to Romania?
I went because I saw a documentary probably about a year beforehand on Romanian orphan children, particularly living in bunkers under the street in cities. And something in my heart just tweaked. I don't know if you've had that experience before. Something just said, okay, something has to be done. And a few months passed, and I still hadn't done anything. I think it just bugged me, and I was just like, I cannot let this go. And so I went, and it was from my heart to my hand, and I thought, I cannot start this. This is about the time I was starting to think about these kinds of things and what I might be able to contribute. And I could not start this without actually doing it myself. So I went to Romania. A bit extreme. My poor mother said, where? Why can't you just go to Blacktown? But yes, I went to Romania. And why? You know, there are many ecclesias and churches around Sydney that are already loving their communities. And it's so fantastic to see that SCYP for young people is a fabulous season of giving, and it's so great for young people to get involved. I'm talking about an area of Sydney that is fairly untouched by Christadelphian influence. Blacktown, Mount Druitt, Penrith. I want to walk down Blacktown, the main street of Blacktown, and not know or not see that there are ethnic problems there. You know, I want to see a real and a tangible and a physical change in people because of care. And when people are cared for and loved and secure as a community, we can turn and face and look at Africa and look at Latvia and go, what can we actually do? So exciting. It's not a final solution. Only God can fix that. But we can't just wait until it's time for God. Now, you might say, you know, great, great idea. Maybe even great enthusiasm. But what, in reality, what are you actually going to do? And do you know the answer is, I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea. But I know this is going to come back full, because while I was away too, I learned that I'm actually not as great as Christian or as a follower of Christ as I thought that I was. Take away a lot of things and I'm not that great. And an amazing discovery happened is that I cared about that. It bugged me. And I thought, okay, there is something about God I now know that actually keeps me in pursuit of who he is and what he's about and what he wants to do. And for that reason, I know that as long as I have that in my heart, this has a fighting chance. And it's a big call, but it's an adventure that I'm up for and available any time for you to have a talk to, or just please pray about it. That's even from today, just please pray about it and ask about it from time to time. I exist to bless and love people, whoever God brings into my view, so that love and joy and all these nice things, you know, we hear about may actually be abundant in the lives of many, and I'm going to labour to that end. So thank you. Thank you very much for your time.